Good morning to you all. Welcome to Newport-on-Tay Church of Scotland and to our service of public worship. On behalf of our congregation and parish, I would love to welcome all those who are worshiping with us this morning for the first time, or doing so after a very long while. Welcome to those of you who are here. Welcome to those who are worshiping via Zoom. And welcome also to those who will be listening to our service afterwards from our church's website. Our call to worship this morning is from Psalm 103. Praise the Lord, O my soul. All my inmost being, praise his holy name. Praise the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit and crowns you with love and compassion, who satisfies your desires with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord works righteousness and justice for all the oppressed. He made known his ways to Moses, his deeds to the people of Israel. The Lord is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in love. He will not always accuse, nor will he harbor his anger forever. He does not treat us as our sins deserve, or repay us according to our iniquities. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his love for those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. As a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him. Let us worship God. And our first hymn, 132, Immortal, Invisible God, Only Wise. Let us pray. Gracious and everlasting Father, we come before you today with humble hearts, recognizing the vast expanse of your love and grace. You are the bridge that guides us through life's challenges, the hand that lifts us when we stumble, and the voice that whispers hope into our weary souls. Father, as we reflect on the depths of your revealed grace and your promise of continuous renewal, we confess that we often lose sight of your guiding hand. Like the Israelites, we sometimes falter in our faith, turning to worldly distractions even after witnessing your wonders. We admit that, like the paralyzed man in Scripture, our spirits are often burdened by sins and transgressions, causing us to be spiritually immobile, unable to walk in the light of your grace. Lord, in our moments of doubt and fear, remind us of your unwavering presence. We pray, O merciful Father, and we acknowledge our shortcomings, the times we have questioned your plans, and the moments we have allowed our faith to waver. Yet your word reminds us of the ever-present story of redemption, forgiveness, and renewal. We seek your forgiveness for our moments of weakness, our lapses in faith, and our occasional failure to recognize your guiding hand. We are eternally grateful that even in our imperfections, you offer second chances, allowing us to experience your transformative power. Lord, we yearn for a renewed spirit, a heart attuned to your voice, and a soul eager to walk in the path of righteousness. As we journey through life, may we always be reminded of the bridges you've built for us and find the strength to rise and walk in the power of your grace. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Our next hymn, 10,000 Reasons. Bless the Lord, O my soul.
Thank you.
Please be seated. My good friends, the good children of this church, please, can you come outside? How are you today? Where are your friends? Have they all gone on holidays? Certainly. And why are you still here? When are you going? No holidays for you? You've already been. Lucky you. Oh, okay. Here comes Anna. Ooh. Anna Daniels. How are you? How are you? Are you okay? Very comfortable in that hands. This morning, I want to tell you a story about a man who found healing in the hands of Jesus Christ. And I will begin again by asking you a few questions. The first is, do you have a superhero? Somebody who is like, who has done something outstanding and that you love or like very much. Do you have a superhero? Yes, Michaela? Your granny, that's beautiful. Anyone with a superhero? Superhero? Okay, you can't remember. Do you have anybody you can think of who has done something really nice for you you would like to remember? Maybe a friend, your brother, or your sister, dad, or your mom? You don't seem to remember many things this morning. You're very quiet. Yes, okay. Dad helped your mom get you a bike. Let us clap for Michaela. That's a good thing to remember. Wonderful. And I will stay with that for now. There is a story in the Bible about a certain man who was not well. And his friends carried him on a mat because he could not walk and brought him to Jesus. I want you to think about that action of friends coming together to take one of their friends who is not to a place where that one can receive healing or get support. That is being kind. That is showing concern. That is being supportive. And it is the kind of thing that God wants us to do, or that the Bible tells us to do, to be kind to one another, to love one another, to support one another. But then there is another significant thing about that story. When they brought this man to Jesus, Jesus did not only see him as somebody who was sick physically. He saw more than that, that he too was sinful and he needed forgiveness. So firstly, Jesus forgave him, and then secondly, he healed him. And the lesson in this part is that Jesus Christ loves us dearly. He wants to forgive us, and he wants to heal us. So if there is anything about us that is worrying us, if we come to Jesus, he will heal us, he will forgive us, and he will give us strength again. So two things, support for friends, being kind to one another, but also bringing our challenges and our troubles to God, because he knows us and he is willing to heal us and to give us strength. Let us pray. Let's put our hands together and pray. Anna, let us pray. God, our Father, we give you thanks for this morning and for our children. And we thank you for the lessons we get out of the Bible for our learning and instruction. We pray, O God, that you will give us hearts of love, kindness, and concern for one another in our daily walk with you. We pray through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord. Amen. Good. Did you hear Anna say amen? She's the only one who said amen with me. All right, Anna, I'll now ask you to go back to Zara so that I can go up there and preach to all these people. Are you going to go to Zara? Good, okay. Our next theme is All Glory, Lord and Honor. It's 364.
first reading is taken from the book of Exodus, chapter 34, reading verses 4 to 10, and can be found on page 93 of the Pew Bible or followed on the overhead. So Moses chiseled out two stone tablets like the first ones and went up Mount Sinai early in the morning, as the Lord had commanded him. And he carried the two stone tablets in his hands. Then the Lord came down in the cloud and stood there with him and proclaimed his name, the Lord. And he passed in front of Moses, proclaiming, the Lord, the compassionate and gracious God, slow to anger, abounding in love and faithfulness, maintaining love to thousands, and forgiving wickedness, rebellion, and sin. Yet he does not leave the guilty unpunished. He punishes the children and their children for the sin of the fathers to the third and fourth generation. Moses bowed to the ground at once and worshipped. O Lord, if I have found favor in your eyes, he said, then let the Lord go with us. Although this is a stiff-necked people, forgive our wickedness and our sin, and take us as your inheritance. Then the Lord said, I am making a covenant with you. Before all your people, I will do wonders never done before in any nation in all the world. The people you live among will see how awesome is the work that I, the Lord, will do for you. Our second reading is taken from St. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 9, reading verses 1 to 8, and can be found on page 973 of the Pew Bible, or again projected on the overhead. Jesus heals a paralytic. Jesus stepped into a boat, crossed over, and came to his own town. Some men brought to him a paralytic lying on a mat. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, "Take heart, son, your sins are forgiven." At this, some of the teachers of the law said to themselves, "This fellow is blaspheming." Knowing their thoughts, Jesus said, "Why do you entertain evil thoughts in your hearts? Which is easier, to say, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or to say, 'Get up and walk'? But so that you may know that your Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins." Then he said to the paralytic, "Get up, take your mat, and go home." And the man got up and went home. When the crowd saw this, they were filled with awe, and they praised God who had given such authority to men. Amen. And may God add his blessings to this readings of his holy word. We continue our praise of God's love and redemption by joining in hymn 555, Amazing Grace.
Thank you.
Let us pray. God, our Heavenly Father, your steadfast love towards your children never cease, but endure forever. We come before you now to reflect from your word, and we pray that you open our minds and our hearts, that we may not only be hearers, but people ready to do what you call us to do. Remind us that you daily renew us from the challenges of this life and give us hope into the future that is yet unknown but securely in your hands. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, we pray. Amen. Dear friends, my theme for this reflection is God's continuous renewal. There is this beautiful story of an elderly painter who lived in a little town. His name was Samuel. For decades, Samuel's paintings graced the halls of many homes, telling stories of beauty, loss, hope, and redemption. But as the years went by, Samuel's hands began to tremble and his eyesight faded. The townspeople whispered that Samuel's best days were behind him and that perhaps it was time for him to retire. One day, a young girl visited Samuel's studio. She was facing her own challenges. She had moved to Samuel's town after her parents' sudden passing and felt disconnected and lost in this unfamiliar town. She had heard stories of the great painter and wanted to see his works for herself. As she walked through the studio, she noticed a large canvas covered in layers of paint, each layer representing different stages of the artist's life. There were mistakes, overpainting, and even some tears in the fabric. She asked Samuel about this peculiar piece. Samuel smiled. "This canvas is my life. Every stroke, every layer is a day I have lived. There are mistakes, yes, and times I have wanted to throw it away. But I realized that each day is an opportunity for a new beginning." Intrigued, the young girl asked, "But how do you move on from these mistakes?" Samuel picked up a brush, dipped it in bright yellow paint, and made a stroke on the canvas. "You see," he said, "God's grace is like this paint. Even when we think our life is filled with errors and missteps, God's grace covers and renews. Just as this bright color brings new life to the canvas, God's daily renewal brings new hope and purpose to our lives." The young lady looked at the canvas with fresh eyes. The layers, the mistakes, all culminated into a beautiful masterpiece. It was a living testament to Samuel's journey of faith, forgiveness, and renewal. My dear Christian friends, at the heart of our faith lies a continuous story of redemption, of forgiveness, and of renewal. It is a message that bridges the gap between Old and New Testaments, binding together our understanding of God's nature and the revelation of Jesus' mission. And today we consider the narrative of grace, as seen in Matthew and Exodus, exploring the ongoing promise of God's renewal in our own lives. During the time when Matthew wrote his gospel, Israel was under Roman occupation. The Israelites yearned for freedom. They were seeking signs of God's favor. Matthew's community grappled with the nature of Jesus. Who was he? Was he the promised Messiah, the new Moses, or something more? In the 9th chapter, Matthew introduces us to the God-man Jesus returning to Capernaum, his ministry's central hope. And the narrative presents a paralyzed man born by faith-filled friends and an eager crowd, perhaps anticipating another miracle. As they lay the paralytic before Jesus, he saw not just the physical ailment, but deeper into the spiritual paralysis, he saw sin. "Take heart, son, your sins are forgiven," Jesus Christ declared. To the bystanders, this claim was blasphemous. "Who but God can forgive sins?" To which we all answer, "But who can?" But our Lord Jesus Christ, discerning the thoughts of their hearts, posed a profound question: which is easier, to say your sins are forgiven, or to say get up and walk? To prove his divine authority, Jesus commands the man to rise, and he does. Dear friends, the message is clear. Jesus Christ is not just another prophet. He embodies God's authority. In him, spiritual and physical renewal intertwines, revealing a God keenly interested in our entire being. He is a God of liberation. He is a God of freedom. And that brings me to our Exodus text. The book of Exodus is about liberation, the Israelites' freedom from bondage in Egypt. Yet even after witnessing divine wonders, the Israelites faltered, crafting a golden calf. Moses' shattered tablets symbolized the broken covenant. In this passage, God instructs Moses to chisel out new tablets, preparing for a renewed covenant. On Mount Sinai, God reiterates his identity. The Lord, the compassionate and gracious God, slow to anger, abounding in love and faithfulness, then goes on to establish his covenant afresh. Don't you think, as I wish to urge you, that this is a story of second chances? Just as Jesus offered the paralytic a fresh start, God time and again provides renewal to humanity, even in our faithlessness. The two passages we've read, bridging Old and New Testaments, remind us of God's persistent grace and the transformative power of faith. We all, at times, find ourselves paralyzed by guilt, by doubt, and by other circumstances. But God's message is consistent. Renewal is at hand. Hallelujah. Let me share with you again another short story which epitomizes God's continuous guidance and renewal. Imagine for a moment a young girl on her first train journey. As the day went by, her train needed to cross two branches of a river and several wide streams. It seemed impossible to cross safely. Doubt and fear clouded her mind. How could they possibly cross such vast barriers? But as they approached the river, something magical happened. A bridge would suddenly appear like a guiding hand, showing them the way to cross. This remarkable experience repeated itself not once, but twice or three times. After several crossings, She couldn't help but feel comforted, thinking, someone has built bridges for us at every step. Dear friends, that's a lot like our journey in life, isn't it? We often face difficulties. There are dark days, dark times, and dark moments. There are challenges in our lives that seem impossible to conquer. We look at the road ahead and wonder how we will ever get through. But as we move forward, we discover that there is always a way. It is like God has built bridges for us every step of the way, guiding us through even the toughest of times. Just as the paralytic found healing, and Israel experienced a renewed covenant, and the young girl found God is always leading the way, especially in times of uncertainty, we too can embrace God's gracious renewal daily. It is a call to trust, even when we are at our weakest. For in our weakness, God's strength is most evident. Drawing from today's reflections, let us remember and celebrate this truth. God's grace knows no bounds. His promise of renewal, both of the soul and body, is ever present. Let us approach him with unwavering faith, presenting our struggles, trusting that he will guide us over every breach and through every challenge. For in him we find the strength to rise and walk in renewed grace. God help us. God bless us. And God strengthen us. Let us pray. God, our Father, we give you thanks for your word spoken to us this morning and for the promise of continuous renewal. Help us, O Father, to sit at the feet of Christ and to expect those blessings which you promise over our lives. Give us assurance for a bright future ahead of us, even when we do not understand what is going on with us because of our personal and collective challenges. Renew us every day of our lives, O Father, and let your will be done in our lives. Through Christ, we pray. Amen. We all have stories, we all have songs. Be it challenges or the things we want to be glad about. Let us now sing, acknowledging God's blessings, 561, Blessed Assurance, Jesus is mine.
Thank you.
Let us pray. Almighty God, our rock and redeemer, we come before you again in our prayer with hearts filled with gratitude and awe. As we reflect on the vastness of your grace, the magnitude of your love, and the continuous renewal you offer us, we present to you our offerings, tangible expressions of our trust and commitment to you. Father, may these gifts serve as bridges of hope, instruments of your peace, and tools for transformation in the hands of those who serve your kingdom. As the young girl found reassurance in every breach she encountered, may these offerings be a testament to our faith and trust in your divine providence. Lord, we lift up the situation in Israel and Palestine. We pray for the innocent lives caught in the crossfire, for the families torn apart by conflict, and for leaders on both sides. O God, the Prince of Peace, we ask for your divine intervention. Make wars cease, turn hearts towards reconciliation, and let your peace reign in every corner of the land. We also intercede for other conflict zones around the world. In places of war, civil unrest, and tension, may your spirit of peace prevail, and may you raise peacemakers who seek justice, love mercy, and walk humbly with you. God of healing, we lift up those who are suffering, be it from physical ailments, mental struggles, or the heavy burdens of life. Touch them with your healing hand. Comfort their hearts and renew their spirits. In their moments of pain and doubt, remind them that you are the God who breathed life into the paralytic, renewing his body and spirit. We pray for families experiencing disruption, for relationships strained, and for individuals grappling with uncertainty. May they find solace in your promise of renewal, strength in your unchanging nature, and hope in the stories of second chances as exemplified by the Israelites. In all things, remind us, Lord, of your unwavering presence, your inexhaustible grace, and your promise of continuous renewal. Give us the strength to walk the path you have set before us, trusting that you have built bridges every step of the way. We ask these and many more through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord. Amen. If you are able, stand and let us affirm our faith in the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen. Oh, for a thousand tongues to sing. A final hymn, 352. Go in peace and serve the Lord. The Lord bless you and watch over you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. May God, who knows the thoughts and desires of every heart, guide and strengthen and fill you with all spiritual blessings and grace, that you may daily rejoice and be ready to give an account of your faith in the world.